Every woman who has struggled to conceive knows the crushing weight of disappointment each month. What most don't realize is that the journey to motherhood isn't just about timing or luck. It's about the quality of your eggs. Rebecca Fett's groundbreaking work has transformed fertility treatment by challenging conventional wisdom that egg quality simply declines with age. The book has become a cult favorite among women undergoing IVF, with countless online testimonials crediting it for successful pregnancies after multiple failed attempts. Even celebrities like Kourtney Kardashian have publicly endorsed its methods. What makes this book revolutionary is its evidence-based approach to improving fertility through targeted nutritional interventions during the crucial 3 to 4 month window when eggs undergo their final maturation, a period when environmental factors can significantly influence whether chromosomes separate correctly or create the abnormalities responsible for most miscarriages and failed IVF cycles. When we talk about fertility declining with age, we're really talking about egg quality. By age 40, up to 80% of a woman's eggs contain chromosomal abnormalities, the primary cause of miscarriages and failed IVF cycles. But here's the surprising truth. Most of these abnormalities don't accumulate over decades as previously thought. They occur during the final months before ovulation, when eggs undergo dramatic growth in the complex process of meiosis. This critical period, known as the maturation phase, is when eggs are most vulnerable to environmental factors and metabolic disruptions. During this critical window, eggs must precisely align and separate chromosomes, a process requiring enormous energy. This intricate dance of chromosomes involves multiple checkpoints and sophisticated cellular machinery. This is where mitochondria, the cellular powerhouses, become crucial. Each egg contains over 15,000 mitochondria, 10 times more than other body cells, highlighting their essential role in providing the ATP energy needed for proper development. These mitochondria must function at peak efficiency to support processes like spindle formation, chromosome segregation, and cellular division. As we age, these mitochondria become damaged and less efficient, creating an energy crisis within the egg. Without sufficient energy, chromosomes can't separate properly, leading to abnormalities. Think of it like trying to run a complex computer system on failing batteries. Eventually, errors occur. Research has shown that mitochondrial dysfunction can lead to various chromosomal issues, including aneuploidy, incorrect chromosome numbers, and structural abnormalities. Environmental toxins, oxidative stress, and inflammation can all contribute to this mitochondrial decline. The good news? This 3 to 4 month window before ovulation presents an opportunity to influence egg quality through targeted interventions. During this period, eggs are particularly responsive to both positive and negative influences. By supporting mitochondrial function and reducing oxidative stress, you can potentially improve the odds of developing chromosomally normal eggs. Key interventions include optimizing nutrition, reducing exposure to environmental toxins, managing stress levels, and ensuring adequate antioxidant support. This explains why some women see dramatic improvements in IVF outcomes after just a few months of implementing the strategies in this book. They're directly addressing the underlying mechanisms of egg quality at precisely the right time. Recent research has also revealed that lifestyle factors play a more significant role than previously thought. Studies show that factors like sleep quality, exercise, and even psychological stress can impact mitochondrial function and, consequently, egg quality. Understanding this biological timeline helps women make informed decisions about when to implement lifestyle changes for maximum impact on their fertility journey. The chemicals surrounding us daily may be silently undermining your fertility. BPA, bisphenol A, found in everything from plastic containers to paper receipts, deserves its bad reputation. Research shows even tiny amounts can disrupt hormonal systems and damage developing eggs. The discovery happened accidentally in 1998 when researcher Dr. Patricia Hunt noticed a sudden 40% spike in chromosomal abnormalities in laboratory mouse eggs, traced back to BPA leaching from plastic cages. Human studies confirmed these concerns. Harvard researchers found women with the highest BPA exposure had nearly double the odds of implantation failure during IVF compared to those with lowest levels. Stanford research revealed women in the highest BPA quartile faced 80% greater miscarriage risk. The mechanism? BPA disrupts proper chromosome alignment during egg development and interferes with critical fertility hormones. Equally concerning are phthalates, chemicals found in soft plastics, vinyl, cleaning products, and fragrances. These reproductive toxins appear in the bloodstreams of most people tested worldwide, with active forms detected in 95% of pregnant women. Studies show phthalates interfere with ovarian follicle growth by decreasing estrogen production, essential for egg development. They disrupt egg maturation, fertilization capacity, and embryo survival by affecting critical genes driving cell division. The good news is that reducing exposure to these chemicals can rapidly decrease levels in your system. Replace plastic kitchen items with glass, wood, stainless steel, and ceramics. Avoid hot takeout in plastic containers. Choose BPA-free canned goods or alternatives packaged in glass. Minimize contact with thermal paper receipts. Eliminate cosmetics and personal care products containing fragrance, especially nail polish containing the toxic trio of phthalates, formaldehyde, and toluene. These changes aren't just theoretical. Studies show they can reduce phthalate levels by over 50%. For women with PCOS, recurrent miscarriages, or failed IVF cycles, reducing these exposures becomes particularly critical, as these conditions may make you more vulnerable to their effects. Certain easily treated conditions are frequently overlooked by doctors, but strongly linked to fertility problems. Three key factors worth investigating are vitamin D deficiency, underactive thyroid, and celiac disease, any of which could be the missing piece in your fertility puzzle. Vitamin D deficiency significantly impacts fertility, with research showing Caucasian women with high vitamin D levels are 4 times more likely to conceive through IVF than those with deficiencies. Vitamin D appears to make the uterine lining more receptive to pregnancy, influences hormone production, and affects ovarian follicle growth. With 36% of Americans deficient, particularly in winter months and among women with PCOS, testing is essential. If deficient, take oil-based vitamin D supplements with fatty meals for optimal absorption. Even mild thyroid disorders dramatically increase miscarriage risk. Studies discovered this connection accidentally, finding that women with thyroid antibodies have double or even triple the miscarriage rates, up to 36% compared to just 1.8% in women without antibodies. The problem exists even when thyroid hormone levels appear normal, though risks increase when hormone levels are abnormal. Fortunately, treatment works. Studies show thyroid hormone therapy can reduce miscarriage rates from 13.8% to just 3.5%. Celiac disease is a surprisingly common but often overlooked cause of infertility. While most associate it with gastrointestinal symptoms, the majority of celiac patients don't show these classic signs. Research from multiple countries shows celiac disease is approximately 3 times more common in women with unexplained infertility than in the general population. The condition dramatically increases miscarriage risk, almost 9 times higher in untreated patients compared to those following a gluten-free diet. Celiac disease interferes with fertility by preventing proper nutrient absorption, particularly folate, leading to high homocysteine levels that damage egg quality. Even your dental health matters. Women with periodontitis, advanced gum disease, are 4 to 7 times more likely to deliver prematurely and face higher miscarriage risks. Surprisingly, women with periodontal disease take on average 2 months longer to conceive, 7 months versus 5 for women with healthy gums. If you've struggled with conception or experienced miscarriages, ask your doctor to test for these conditions and schedule a dental checkup. Any of these easily treatable issues could be preventing your ability to have a baby. Taking a prenatal multivitamin daily is one of the most crucial steps in pregnancy preparation, ideally beginning at least 3 months before conception. These vitamins not only prevent birth defects, but can improve fertility by restoring ovulation, enhancing egg quality, and even reducing miscarriage risk. Folate, a B vitamin essential for hundreds of biological processes, is critical for both early pregnancy and egg development. Research shows folate's importance begins 3 to 4 months before ovulation during egg maturation. It supports DNA replication and protein synthesis, crucial for egg and embryo development. Folic acid supplementation prevents 70 to 80% of neural tube defects, making it one of the greatest public health achievements of the 20th century. Research shows folate also improves fertility by supporting ovulation, enhancing egg quality, and reducing chromosomal abnormalities. Women with higher folate levels have better quality eggs, more mature eggs, and higher pregnancy rates during IVF. Other vitamins in prenatal supplements boost fertility too. Vitamin B12, particularly important for vegans who lack animal source intake, improves embryo quality during IVF. Vitamin B6 deficiency has been linked to lower pregnancy rates and higher miscarriage risk. Beyond prenatal vitamins, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, stands out as the single most important supplement for improving egg quality by increasing cellular energy. Other potentially beneficial supplements include melatonin for IVF patients only, myo-inositol, especially for PCOS, irregular ovulation, or miscarriage with insulin resistance, and DHEA for diminished ovarian reserve. The timing of supplementation matters. Prenatal vitamins should continue through pregnancy and nursing. Fertility supplements should begin months before conception attempts or IVF cycles, and most supplements, except prenatal vitamins, should stop when pregnancy is achieved or stimulation medications begin. QQ10 may be the closest thing we have to a fertility miracle supplement, particularly for women in their mid-30s or older. This molecule, found naturally in virtually every cell in your body, plays a vital role in energy production within mitochondria, the cellular power plants that generate ATP, the universal energy currency of cells. As we age, our mitochondria become damaged and less efficient energy producers. This decline is particularly problematic for eggs, which require enormous energy for proper chromosome separation during development. Research confirms that aging eggs have more structural damage to mitochondria, accumulated genetic damage, and fewer mitochondria in surrounding follicle cells. This creates an energy crisis at precisely the moment when eggs need to perform their most complex functions. The evidence for CoQ10's benefits is compelling. Laboratory studies show adding CoQ10 to cow eggs more than doubled the proportion developing to 5-day embryos. Research by Dr. Bentoff's team found CoQ10 levels in cells surrounding eggs decline with aging, and supplementing older mice with CoQ10 increased both ATP production and egg numbers after hormone stimulation. Human studies found higher CoQ10 levels in follicles containing mature eggs that developed into high-grade embryos. When choosing a supplement, look specifically for ubiquinol, the active antioxidant form that represents over 95% of CoQ10 in circulation. This form offers superior absorption compared to the standard ubiquinone form. Quality brands include Gero, GNC, and Life Extension. While more expensive than ubiquinone, ubiquinol provides better value through higher absorption at lower doses. Clinical studies on CoQ10 and egg quality typically use 600 mg of traditional Q10, equivalent to 200 to 300 mg ubiquinol, for women aged 35 to 43 with previous IVF failures. For those facing fewer fertility challenges, 100 mg of ubiquinol may be sufficient. CoQ10 absorbs better when taken with meals, preferably breakfast, to avoid sleep disruption. Since eggs take months to develop and CoQ10 builds up slowly in tissues, supplementation should begin 4 to 6 months before conception attempts. Even shorter durations likely provide benefits, but the longer you can supplement before trying to conceive, the better your results may be. Oxidative stress, the same process that causes metal to rust or silver to tarnish, damages eggs, particularly in women with fertility challenges. While ovarian follicles naturally contain antioxidant defenses, these are compromised in women with unexplained infertility, PCOS, and age-related fertility issues. As we age, eggs produce fewer antioxidant enzymes while simultaneously generating more oxidizing molecules from damaged mitochondria. This creates a vicious cycle where mitochondria both produce and suffer from oxidative damage, reducing their ability to generate the cellular energy critical for egg development. Similar oxidative stress affects women with unexplained infertility, premature ovarian failure, PCOS, endometriosis, miscarriage history, and preeclampsia. Melatonin, beyond regulating sleep cycles, plays a crucial role in fertility. Particularly high levels of melatonin are found in ovarian follicular fluid, increasing as follicles develop. Originally thought to be merely a hormonal messenger, melatonin was discovered in 1993 to be a powerful antioxidant that directly neutralizes free radicals, in some ways more potent than vitamin C and E. Human clinical trials have demonstrated that melatonin supplementation lowers oxidative stress in ovarian follicles and improves egg and embryo quality. Dr. Tamura's research showed melatonin improved fertilization rates and nearly doubled pregnancy chances through IVF. Italian studies confirmed melatonin supplements before IVF increased mature egg percentages and produced more top-quality embryos. However, melatonin supplements aren't recommended when trying to conceive naturally, as they may disrupt the hormone balance controlling ovulation. For natural conception, other antioxidants offer similar benefits without this risk. Vitamin E, a fat-soluble antioxidant found in nuts and seeds, shows promise for improving egg quality. One study found 600 mg vitamin E provided similar protection against free radicals as 3 mg melatonin, though at 200 times the dose. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine recommends a conservative 200 IU daily dose, as higher amounts may have health drawbacks. Alpha-lipoic acid offers unique benefits as both water and fat-soluble antioxidant that supports mitochondria function. It's shown particular promise for women with PCOS, improving insulin sensitivity and restoring ovulation at doses of 600 mg twice daily. For general egg quality support, 600 mg daily is typical, with R-alpha-lipoic acid being the preferred, more bioavailable form. N-acetylcysteine acts as an antioxidant and boosts glutathione activity within cells. Clinical trials show it significantly improves pregnancy rates in women with PCOS when combined with Clomid, 77% versus 57% with placebo, and reduces miscarriage rates. Animal studies suggest it may benefit all women by counteracting age-related egg quality decline, reducing oxidative stress and chromosomal damage while improving embryo development. What you eat profoundly impacts your fertility through its effects on blood sugar and insulin levels. Even if you don't have PCOS or diabetes, uncontrolled blood sugar can significantly harm egg quality and reduce your chances of conception. Refined carbohydrates like white bread break down quickly, causing rapid glucose spikes and insulin surges. By contrast, unrefined grains like quinoa release glucose gradually. Repeated high sugar and insulin levels lead to insulin resistance, disrupting reproductive hormones. The landmark Nurses' Health study revealed women eating quickly digested carbohydrates were 78% more likely to experience ovulatory infertility than those eating slowly digested carbohydrates. High insulin levels disrupt ovulation by increasing testosterone and other androgens in the ovaries, which prevents proper egg maturation. This hormonal imbalance causes many small follicles to begin developing without properly maturing, potentially preventing ovulation entirely, a pattern seen in both PCOS patients and milder forms in women with high blood sugar. Beyond ovulation, high blood sugar and insulin levels significantly degrade egg quality. A 2011 Japanese study of 150 IVF patients found women with markers indicating chronically elevated blood sugar had fewer eggs retrieved, fewer eggs fertilized, and dramatically lower pregnancy rates, just 3.4% compared to 23% in women with normal levels. This applied across all infertility diagnoses, not just those with insulin resistance. The mechanism involves mitochondrial damage. High blood sugar impairs the cellular powerhouses that produce ATP energy, critical for proper chromosome processing. Animal studies confirm eggs from diabetic mice have higher rates of chromosomal abnormalities, explaining the connection between insulin resistance and poor IVF outcomes. For optimal fertility, prioritize minimally processed grains and nutrient-rich vegetables. Choose pumpernickel bread, quinoa, bran cereals, whole wheat pasta, and legumes like kidney beans, lentils, and chickpeas over high glycemic foods like cornflakes, white bread, bagels, instant oatmeal, and white rice. Limit all sugars, whether table sugar, high fructose corn syrup, honey, or fruit sugars, as they all pose similar problems for fertility. Research also shows that Mediterranean diet principles significantly improve fertility outcomes. Certain animal proteins, like turkey and chicken, contain higher levels of arachidonic acid, a problematic omega-6 fatty acid, which may explain why the Nurses' Health study found replacing some animal protein with plant sources improved fertility. For optimal fertility, choose animal proteins with better fatty acid profiles: fish, except farmed salmon, chicken breast, grass-fed beef, lamb, and lean pork. This balanced approach prevents the blood sugar valleys that trigger hunger, improving mood and energy levels. For overweight women, this strategy often promotes weight loss without hunger, a significant fertility benefit, as even a modest 5 to 10% weight loss can restore fertility. Male fertility issues contribute to nearly 50% of conception difficulties, yet are frequently overlooked. Traditional semen analysis often misses critical DNA quality issues in sperm that can prevent conception or increase miscarriage risk. Contrary to popular belief, male fertility begins declining around age 35, not 50, with DNA fragmentation in sperm doubling between ages 30-45. Fortunately, sperm quality can be significantly improved through evidence-based approaches. Daily antioxidant supplements dramatically enhance conception chances by over 4 times for natural conception and 5 times for live births compared to non-supplemented men. Vitamins C and E, zinc, folate, and selenium are most studied, with extraordinary results in some cases. One study showed pregnancy rates jumping from 7% to 48% after vitamin supplementation in men with DNA fragmentation. CoQ10, ubiquinol form, 200 milligrams daily, provides additional benefits by enhancing both antioxidant protection and cellular energy production critical for sperm function. Dietary antioxidants also significantly improve sperm chromosomal integrity and quality parameters. Men with higher fruit and cereal intake show better sperm quality, with folate being particularly important. It protects against chromosomal errors like those causing Down syndrome. Environmental toxins significantly contribute to oxidative stress in sperm. Phthalates found in cologne, detergent, air fresheners, and PVC plastics damage sperm DNA and reduce fertility by disrupting hormones. Men with highest phthalate levels are 20% less likely to impregnate partners. BPA correlates with lower sperm count, reduced motility, poor morphology, and increased DNA damage. Other factors affecting sperm quality include alcohol consumption. University of California researchers found men who drank just one additional drink daily more than doubled their risk of not achieving a live birth during IVF. Cell phone radiation, keeping phones in pockets can harm sperm quality through heat and oxidative stress, and elevated temperatures. One 6-month study showed a 50% decrease in sperm parameters in men wearing tight underwear. To improve sperm quality, take a daily multivitamin and consider CoQ10 supplements several months before conception. Boost antioxidant levels with brightly colored fruits and vegetables. Reduce exposure to sperm-damaging toxins. Limit alcohol consumption. Keep cell phones out of pockets. And maintain cooler scrotal temperatures through appropriate clothing choices and avoiding prolonged heat exposure. Forget past mistakes. Forget failures. Forget everything except what you're going to do now and do it, William Durant. The journey to better egg quality doesn't require years, just 3 focused months of implementing evidence-based strategies tailored to your specific situation. Whether you're just starting out or facing complex fertility challenges, these personalized plans provide a clear roadmap to improving your chances of conception. For all women trying to conceive, the basic plan establishes the foundation. Take a daily prenatal multivitamin with 800 mcg folic acid at least 3 months before conception. Add 100 mg ubiquinol CoQ10 in the morning with food. Reduce BPA and phthalate exposure by choosing safer alternatives. and shift toward a Mediterranean diet with fewer refined carbohydrates and more fruits, vegetables, olive oil, nuts, and lean protein. If you're experiencing unexplained fertility issues, the intermediate plan adds crucial elements. Ask your doctor to test for vitamin D deficiency, celiac disease, and underactive thyroid, three commonly overlooked but treatable conditions. Consider increasing CoQ10 to 200 mg and adding supplemental antioxidants like vitamin E, 200 IU, vitamin C, 500 mg, or R-alpha lipoic acid, 100 to 600 mg daily on empty stomach. For PCOS or irregular ovulation, additional targeted interventions can make a dramatic difference. Take myo-inositol, 4 grams daily, divided into morning and evening doses for 2 to 3 months before conception to restore normal ovulation. Be especially vigilant about minimizing BPA exposure. Strictly limit sugar and refined carbohydrates to prevent insulin spikes that raise testosterone. Consider alpha-lipoic acid supplements, 600 mg twice daily, to control oxidative stress. Women facing recurrent miscarriage can implement the advanced plan. Take up to 300 mg CoQ10, ubiquinol, daily, plus additional antioxidants. Consider myo-inositol if you have insulin resistance. Ask your doctor about higher folic acid dosage, 4,000 mcg daily. Get tested for underactive thyroid and celiac disease, both major miscarriage causes. Ensure your partner takes multivitamins and limits alcohol, especially if over 40. For women with diminished ovarian reserve preparing for IVF, the most aggressive approach offers the greatest potential benefits. Take higher dose CoQ10, 300 mg, plus additional antioxidants for 3 months before IVF. Consider pharmaceutical-grade micronized DHEA, 25 mg 3 times daily for 3 months before IVF to increase egg numbers and prevent chromosomal errors. Take melatonin, 3 mg before bed when starting injectable medications. Carefully limit sugar and refined carbohydrates while maximizing dietary antioxidants. Remember that egg quality can be influenced during the critical 3-month window before ovulation. By implementing these evidence-based strategies, you're giving yourself the best possible chance of conception and a healthy pregnancy, regardless of your age or fertility history.